And now Israel says it's worried about the expansion of Palestinian defense capabilities across the occupied territories.
The accuracy rate of their rockets is increasing. In any scenario we discuss, the attacks on the home front will come from Lebanon in the north and Gaza in the south. We must make certain that the West Bank is not contaminated with these capabilities.
An Israeli authority says the firing of the Iron Dome interceptor missiles during the eight-day war on Gaza cost Tel Aviv some $27 million. The Minister of Homefront Military Affairs, Avi Dichter, said the U.S.-made missile system intercepted less than a third of over 1,500 missiles fired from Gaza into Israel. Moving on, in Saudi Arabia, security forces have opened fire on anti-regime protesters in the oil-rich eastern province. Demonstrators took to the streets urging the release of political prisoners and calling on the government to stop cracking down on protests. But Saudi police surrounded the protesters and opened fire on them. Several people have been injured and arrested. One activist is in critical condition. Demonstrations in the eastern province have escalated after the deaths of two protesters earlier this month. 12 people have been killed in the region by Saudi forces this year alone. Protests or political gatherings of any kind are forbidden in Saudi Arabia. Kamal Wazni is a political commentator with us now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Wazni, welcome. It looks like the Saudi regime has decided to choose the path of crushing and cracking down on the protests when it comes to facing them. But do you think that this strategy is going to work?
I don't think it worked. It add to the escalation of the situation in Saudi Arabia, especially in that area. I think there is a legitimate demand of the people who wanted to have a different point of view or different perspective on what is taking place in their own in their own areas or their own district, especially in the Qatif area. I think the Saudi have to address the problem and look at a reasonable way to give the people the right to participate in the government, especially in the eastern part of the country, where actually there is people who feel they have been marginalized by the government, even though there have been some attempt in the past, but hasn't been actually worked on. I think the Saudis should look around what is taking place in the Arab world and make sure they don't repeat the same mistakes, because otherwise, I think things will escalate and will be more demonstration on the street, and those demands cannot be, in my estimate, cannot be ignored and has to be addressed.
So you think that the protests that we're seeing take place in Saudi Arabia are serious and are going to spread even further, and that the Saudi regime is taking them quite seriously?
I think the Saudis are taking these demonstrations are seriously, because it's not happening in one area. We saw just a couple of days demonstration in Qatif, and I think the Saudis are mindful of what is taking place around them, especially the transformation of power that is taking place in Egypt. And I think some in Saudi Arabia, probably they're afraid of the rising of the Islamic Brotherhood, because I think in the end, some people will think, who's going to be the ultimate power to the Islamic Brotherhood or the branch of Wahhabi that exists in Saudi Arabia? This is a matter of a challenge between those two different kind of, I'm not saying religion, but it's a kind of leading and ruling. And the Saudis like to see that the power rests with the Wahhabi, and I think the Islamic Brotherhood and the recent emerging power for them in other part of the Arab world start worry the Saudis.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamal Wazni, political commentator with us there live from Beirut.